Well, we're talking with Jude. Good morning. Jude, back. Thanks so much for waiting. I appreciate that. Now, we're going to bring in another caller. Have you lost any weight on the program?
No, but I have my, I think it's going to come eventually once I get used to the new way of eating and not eating quite as much as the wonderful food that I am eating.
And what about the reshaping of your body? Have you noticed anything there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Inch-wise.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I remembered the other problem I was having.
What?
Allergies.
Allergies.
Yes, yes, yes.
And how are those doing?
And those are doing much better, like 75% better,
I would say. Wow. And isn't that interesting? Because, I mean, we're given the notion that allergies are all about pollen and so forth. And, you know, I mean, this is the middle of summer here. Now, I know there are a lot of people who say that they're... they talk about spring allergies and fall allergies. And, of course, the funny thing is what I have found clinically in my clinic, that allergies are not about the pollen at all, but about what is being put on the plants all over the place in spring and often in fall. It's called fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And now you would become part of that camp, wouldn't you?
Yes. Definitely,
because that's one of the things we're handling. Yeah, so we've got another caller. I'm just going to bring her in, ask a question at the same time. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. And you wanted to know about a program for losing weight.
I do. I've been putting on weight lately in the last couple of years, and it's really hard to get out and garden and just do everyday things in life.
Do you have anything else going on besides your interest in losing weight? I mean, do you have any other conditions or symptoms that you are concerned about?
I really don't. Sleepy all the time, can't do a whole lot. I do take, I have thyroid. That's about it.
Do you have fibroids? Are you taking any medications?
Oh, yes.
What?
10 years.
Well,
10 years.
Well, wait a minute. How can that be all there is if you're taking medications?
Well, that's true. My
gosh. you just made my morning. Well, what kind of medications are you taking?
Just the Synthroid, for thyroid.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
I'm not a big medicine person.
No, that's
really take aspirin. That's about, all in life. But, when you try to eat everything you can that you think you're eating good, but you just keep gaining weight and you can't garden, you can't do housework.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But here's the thing, hon. You're taking medications for a thyroid that's not working. And I will tell you, my experience has been that if you do that and continue to do that, your thyroid will never work. And you will continue, the quality of your life will continue to spin, ever closer to the drain.
Fun.
Western medicine doesn't understand that when thyroids are showing up not working, that there's a reason. There's a reason your thyroid's not working, and you have to find it. That's what nutrition response testing is all about. Wouldn't you agree, Jude?
Yes. I would definitely agree with
you. And wasn't that what we did with you when we found that your low back pain was primarily due to your adrenal glands, you remember?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so we started to provide the nutrition, and you started to eat according to some of your food sensitivities and also handle some immune challenges and some things like that. And what happened?
Well, I've got a clear mind. I've got energy. I feel better. I sound better. I think I even look better.
Kim, would you like to be a member of our club?
I would love to.
The club is the Feel Better Club. Hey, I'm just going to make it up.
Sounds like a plan. I've only been listening a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just, I like everything I listen to, and I'm interested. And
well,
I'm
one thing,
the club.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you can do is if you need any further inspiration, of course, you can come to my talk, which is going to be taking place on September 10th at 10 a.m. at the Oxford Suites.
I heard that, and I wrote that down. I plan on being there.
Or you can just kind of, pick up the phone on Monday morning, give us a call, and come in and get evaluated. I mean, it depends on sort of what your level of activity is. Of course, it took me a good solid 6 months before I went and got evaluated myself, even though I'd been suffering for over 7 years. And I think, what did you say, Jude? It took you 2 years?
It did.
Yeah, it took you 2 years. Don't wait that long, Kim.
Oh, okay. How long have you been on the program?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was asking her how long she has been on the program.
Oh, Jude, how long have you been on your nutritional healing program?
We started in May, the end of May, May 25th.
Wow, May 25th. So May 25th, June, July, middle of August. So in 10 weeks, you know, most of the main issues, symptoms are pretty much handled.
Have been addressed and have been improving.
And then what do I tell you? Symptoms disappear long before the underlying causes are resolved. And Kim, that's the key. You know, symptoms are easy when, you know, when it comes to actually treating the root cause. But completing the treatment of the root cause takes time. For example, with your thyroid, there is no way that one can actually rebuild a thyroid in less than 1 or 2 years. It doesn't happen that way. That doesn't mean you come to see me once a week for 1 to 2 years. So don't freak. but it does mean that you have to continue to associate yourself with me and get evaluated on a regular schedule that you and I work out together and determine.
Okay.
But if you want to rebuild the thyroid, you can. I mean, you still have it, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Because some people are unfortunately, you know, get theirs removed, and then we got other issues.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
No, things like Hashimoto's and Graves. These are autoimmune diseases. I'm sure you've heard the words and things like that. I mean, this is fixable.
So you're saying that it's fixable where you don't have to keep taking the medicine?
Yes, of course. Of course.
That would be wonderful.
Taking drugs for chronic functional illness like you're experiencing is a direct reflection of the same governmental agency's oversight of the food system.
Okay.
Right? They oversee the drugs which are utilized for the fact that they oversee the food system and have completely overlooked how important fresh foods are and have allowed the adulteration of our food supply beyond recognition.
That makes sense.
Beyond recognition. I mean, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen honey bunches of oats grow in the field?
But just like oats growing in the field?
Honey bunches of oats. You ever seen it out there?
Well, I'm not really sure what that is. I've seen it.
It's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's right.
Okay.
Honey Bunches of Oats is, you know, a cereal.
Oh, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
Okay, a cereal. No, I have not.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And that's why.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So come and join us. Quality of life is the key, Kim. Weight loss comes with quality.
Which makes sense if you eat all the right foods.
Yeah.
You're just not sure what to eat and what to put in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of it is all, process and chemicals.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, and the very first thing that you have to completely commit yourself to is ultimately the elimination of concentrated sweeteners like sugar. You just
I eat lots of that.
Of course. That's why you have the thyroid you have and you know, why you're struggling with, you know, with your weight and your energy and motivation. And that's one of the things we're talking about. And, you know, believe it or not, and Jude can speak to this when we come back, right, Jude? Because you're going to hold on, right?
I am.
Okay, great. And Jude can speak to this, Kim, and that is that essentially, you know, cravings just disappear, don't they, Jude?
They do. That was another thing I thought I
totally disappear. All right, Kim, thanks for calling. You get a free book. All you got to do is contact my office and make arrangements to pick that up.
All right, wonderful.
And maybe we'll see you earlier than the talk, but either way, I look forward to meeting you.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for calling. This is Paul Rosen. We'll be back with Jude. Maybe we'll get a glimpse of her husband, Rod. I don't know.